This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. Former President Donald Trump did not hold back while campaigning in Georgia for the first time since he was federally indicted.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
Trump is still enjoying the support of many Republican voters. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarland reports.
Some Republican voters who came to hear Trump speak said they expect the case will give Trump a political surge.
I think he gets stronger with an indictment.
He's getting stronger.
But the legal peril is real when Trump faces a judge in Miami Tuesday afternoon, says Florida-based criminal attorney Michelle Suskauer.
The federal government is not playing here. They've done their investigation. They have their documents. They have their photographs. They have their witnesses. And they are ready to go.
With charges carrying a maximum of decades in prison and making Trump the most famous criminal defendant in U.S. history.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirms a counteroffensive against Russia. CBS's Deborah Pata from Kyiv.
Ukraine says its military has stepped up the offensive, while the Kremlin claimed it had repelled attacks in the east and south of the country. Some of the fiercest battles are taking place on the outskirts of Bakhmut, where Kyiv says it is making steady gains, even though the city was only recently seized by Russian forces.
Unhealthy air quality in the Northeast has improved, but the wildfires in Canada that caused it are still burning.
The fight is on against more than 400 wildfires, stretching from east to west across the country, spanning 11 million acres. And more than half of those fires are not under control. Hot and dry conditions are making it easy for wildfires to spread.
CBS News correspondent Michael George reporting. The man known as the Unabomber has died in prison. CBS's Mark Strassman reports.
He was serving life behind bars for a series of bombings, explosives he both shipped or delivered. They killed three people and injured dozens of others. A marathon manhunt ended with his arrest at a Montana shack in 1996. Ted Kaczynski was 81 years old.
The Vegas Golden Knights are currently leading 3-1 in the fourth game of the Stanley Cup Final. Vegas also has the series lead 2-1 against the Florida Panthers. Florida won Game 3 on Thursday. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Skin tones. Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S. Skin tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let you be my coon with those alligator shoes. But reality attacks. You got this empty wallet blues. You got $1 million itch. Oh, with a $20 scratch. You got $1 million itch. Listen to the music. Watch the movie roll. We'll be right back.
Walter Coyne.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sometimes memories fade away. The good, the bad, it's all the same. But don't forget to look around you. I'll be there.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Surprises, find a thing I know.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Mrs. Kane, get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Jimmy K here for the spaceship.com. Max.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with TheSpaceship.tv. TheSpaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at TheSpaceship.tv today. TheSpaceship.tv. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Club. My mind goes back to when we were young. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by. Suddenly, you realize you've been fed lies. So let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you and me. You end up on your knees.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah, when you want to go out, see a band or get a drink, you want to know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This Sunday is the Black-owned Summer Marketplace hosted by MKE Black Incorporated. Enjoy food trucks, vendors, and a live DJ, all while supporting local Black-owned businesses. This event will be downtown in the Deer District from 11 a.m.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber.